T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, so what is going on with cable? Let's get an update. Sharon Truxillo joins us from Cox Communications. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
How are things going for you?
Pretty good. Just wanted to give you an update.
Okay.
We had made good progress over the weekend. We're at about 80% of our service area reconnected. However, we know that there are customers who are still without our services. We know that this is very frustrating, you know, and that we are continuing to just work hard on this.
Why would some people still be without cable? What's the stumbling block? What's the obstacle?
Well, there was an unprecedented amount of wind damage in the storm, Scoop. There was a lot of damage to utility poles, you know, 30,000 poles. So not only did repair need to happen at those poles, but then we had to repair the lines and our equipment to those poles. And we have equipment on the ground that we need to repair. And then we have to look at the lines that feed our customer homes. And we are finding that customer homes may need more work in terms of connecting their lines.
Yeah. So it's not that you're not working on it. More frustrating than not having cable or internet is the idea that they've forgotten about us.
Oh, no. We know that there are customers in the very frustrating situation who they may have power, but not our services. In that scenario, it's usually a different power path to the home in terms of electrical services than the power paths that feed our own neighborhood equipment. So in that scenario, we totally understand that that is very frustrating. We've heard a lot from customers in the Metairie area, very near Kenner, and also in Kenner. And I do have some updated timelines of restoration that I can share for you there.
Okay.
In Metairie, we expect to complete most of our neighborhood repairs by end of day tomorrow. And then in Kenner, we expect to complete most major repairs by the end of the week, this week. And then at that point, we're really going to need to get into customer homes and start addressing individual issues to their homes. We are seeing extensive damage in Harahan, River Ridge, Luling, Lafitte, and St. Charles Parish. At this time, we expect that those repairs are going to continue into next week. We just don't really have an estimated restoration time for those areas yet.
Okay, so extensive damage, and this would include some people who may be listening. Harahan, River Ridge.
Harahan, River Ridge, Luling, Lafitte, mm-hmm. and Destrehan and St. Charles Parish. We had a major cut to two of our major fiber lines in St. Charles Parish around Destrehan and Luling, and there's just extensive pole damage there in St. Charles Parish. So, you know, I mean, there's like 190 poles or so down around that area of our fiber cut. So we know St. Charles Parish in particular is going to be something we're going to have to work for quite a while.
Sharon, do you think there is an appetite for discussing the poles that go up in the first place?
You mean like just from a citywide level or
yeah, I mean, are the poles just inherently inefficient, the ones that are used?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I can comment on that, Scoot. I do see, you know, we obviously see our beautiful trees and, you know, the impact that our beautiful nature can have on our pools. I think in general, all of us and, you know, an industry is moving towards trying to fortify the network and look at ways that we can prevent damage in subsequent storms, and are always learning, you know, how we can do better the next time. So I do think it's probably a very important discussion.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, I have to ask, and if you can't answer, I totally understand that. But I think that's going to be one of the lingering questions that people ask about the polls. And I'm going to continue to remind people, though, that, you know, when there's an act of nature, anything that is human-made can be broken. And I think we need to remember that the power of nature can sometimes supersede the ability we have to build things that are sturdy.
Well, thank you for all the work that you're doing. I know that you guys have been working really hard, and it is a very important way for us to communicate with our customers. So we do appreciate the opportunity to speak to you like this.
Well, and I appreciate you, and the customers appreciate you being open enough to talk about it. And we'll have those other conversations a little bit later. So what is the area that that is least likely to see a cable return anytime soon?
Most likely St. Charles Parish. I mean, I think power officials and officials in that area will tell you that the damage is very severe there in terms of the electrical services. I know that I believe, and I could be wrong, that Entergy was projecting end of the month for major power restoration. Now, obviously, we care deeply about all of our customers, and we are going to be in the parish this week, tomorrow, and also on Thursday, just from a community perspective, serving some hot meals to our customers in Des Almond. I'm sorry, I'm saying it wrong.
Des Almond, and also AMA.
So we're super excited to try to see them in person.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously we're trying to stage ourselves so we can make those repairs as quickly as we can.
And people are not going to be charged for the time that they're going without cable?
No, they will not. We issue credits and usually like in a day-to-day increments, and those customers who are without cable for more than 7 days will see a proactive or an automated credit on their bills, and it'll be reflected for every day that they're without service.
All right. Sharon Truxillo, thank you for the update. I know the customers appreciate it. I know they're still frustrated they don't have cable, but thanks for the update.
Thank you, Scoot. Talk to you
all
soon.
Right. Sharon Truxillo, Cox Communications. Hey, look, come on, things are getting better, but it doesn't mean that everybody's got it back yet, but it's coming. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.